aside from Valentine's Day, this is a big chocolate buying time because people are getting the chocolate bunnies and the chocolate eggs and the little eggies and the, well, you know, everything chocolate. But what's a problem right now is the continuing rise of the cost of chocolate, and it could be due to a fungus that's killing the cocoa bean. Renee Rogers is with CTV National News and joins us now to talk about it. Hi, Renee.
Hi, Patty.
Oh, gosh, I love chocolate so much, and I really hate to hear of a problem with it.
Yes, you're probably not going to like what I have to tell you then about chocolate, that's for sure.
So tell us, why are the chocolate prices rising?
Well, there's a lot that's going into it, but essentially before I get there, cocoa prices hit a record this week. So cocoa futures, that's essentially, you know, a contract, an agreement between players to buy and sell a commodity at a certain price at a certain date, they surged this week to a record high of $10,000 per ton, way more than people thought. This is just a continuation of a trend, though, that saw cocoa prices double over the past year. And now, as for why, most of the cocoa that we find in these eggs and these bunnies that you were mentioning is produced in West Africa, where crop diseases such as fungus and bad weather have damaged some crops. And it essentially means that you might notice some price increases at the grocery store. But really, the big takeaway here is that, yes, while you will see prices go up for chocolate this Easter, that might just be a little appetizer for what is to come later because of those future prices surging. So there's going to be a lag between when that trickles down to the consumer. Essentially, we might by Christmas be noticing a much bigger increase in chocolate prices due to this. So really, this could just be the beginning of something much bigger, Patty.
Oh, no, that sounds awful.
It really does. Yeah, especially, I mean, we all love chocolate. So, yeah, very disappointing.
Are the chocolate makers doing anything trying to keep that pricing a little bit down? Can they do anything?
Well, here's where things get really interesting. So one word that you might have heard over this past year with all of this inflation is the term skimpflation. And that's when companies swap out ingredients in food products for cheaper ones, but then they keep the price the same. And we've already heard of people noticing this. They say that at the grocery store where they used to see maybe something was chocolate-coated, well, now what they're seeing is something, it's a little bit of a trick language. It says chocolatey coating. and that tends to indicate that it's a cheaper sort of chocolate substance that they're using to you know, keep prices down. But if you are looking at chocolate and you really want to make sure you get the high quality stuff, experts say that good quality milk chocolate contains four ingredients: cocoa beans, sugar, cocoa butter, and milk. So if you're looking at the ingredients and they say things like flavor enhancers like vanilla, you might see palm oil, vegetable oil. Those are all indications that you might not be getting the real deal. So really might be worth checking the label because these companies don't necessarily have to say on the front, hey, we've changed the ingredients. They just have to list them in that ingredient list. So might be worth checking it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's something to keep in mind for sure. I never even thought of that.
Right. That some of these ingredients kind of make the chocolate less quality. Also, another thing to look at is the percentage of the cocoa bean in there. If it's under 40%, that's another indication that it's not the best quality chocolate you could be getting.
Okay. Well, I think that the key here is maybe for this Easter, I'm going to go to our good cocoa, our good chocolate stores where they, you know, hand dip and hand make things here. And I know it's going to be good quality instead of, you feel like I'm getting ripped off.
Exactly. Just be prepared to possibly shell out a little bit more money this year.
Okay, good to know. Thanks for the heads up on that, Renee.
You're so welcome. Happy Easter.
Happy Easter to you, too. That's Renee Rogers from CTV National News. So, yeah, it's unbelievable to hear cocoa prices are 65% higher than a year ago, and it's bad weather. There's disease in West Africa that's damaged yields. hurting supply, and if you know, comes out at this time of year when we all want to get some good chocolate. And I know sometimes that, you know, even without this big price, over the years you can get those really bad chocolate bunnies. You know, the ones where you bite it, it's like wax. Yeah, you know, they've always made some really bad, low-quality ones. But really, we do have some beautiful chocolatiers in this area. So if you really want to get the high-quality stuff and know what you're getting, check out some of our local chocolatiers. Walker's Candies on Howard's, one of them across from Remark. They do beautiful stuff. I love the smell in there of that chocolate that they're, you know, heating up in the back, in the copper, the big copper bowls they have back there. Oh, gorgeous stuff there. We have several around the county too. The Dutch Boys out in Kingsville. Check out the local chocolatiers, and you might spend a little more money, but you're going to get way better quality chocolate.